Hi, this is Rudy Manke from USC for Nature Notes. Cynthia Porche had been digging in the garden a while back and dug up something that she hadn't seen before. It was a strange-looking thing that actually could move the rear end of it. Looked kind of like a pupa, and she was exactly right. That's what she had. It was a pupa of a sphinx moth. Now, when a sphinx moth forms a pupa, it forms it in the ground or under debris right on the surface. Doesn't put a silken cocoon around it at all. They pupate in the ground, overwinter there. This one had a little projection on the rear end, but again, when she picked it up, it was alive and wiggling. Some of those sphinx moths feed on tomato leaves, so that may have been one of them. This one looked, though, a lot like one of the catalpa sphinx moths, the one that lays eggs on catalpa trees. Sometimes we call them catalpa trees.